to find in the morning papers is hard to find in the magazines. It doesn't matter what show you tune in, it's hard to find on TV screen, but it's on talk radio. Truth is on talk radio. Turn it on, turn it up as loud as it goes. Talk radio. Double talk is all you get.
Good afternoon, ladies and gentlemen. This is the National Intel Report. I'm your host, John Stattmiller. We'll be with you live for the next 2 hours on this Monday, the 30th of April, 2007. I'm going to talk to Ted Pike here in a couple of minutes to get an update on the hate crimes bill that's supposed to be voted on any day now. And if there's any change, we will bring him up and disseminate the information accordingly. This is going to be a news day, folks. There's a lot of stuff going on. You're aware that, well, most of America was probably aware of the NFL draft, but nothing about the honeybees. Now they're vanishing. Go through this deal here with Mexico, and some of their thinking, and it's all geared toward their people in this country and Mexico pushing the Bush White House for legalization of the 11 million illegals in this country, folks. If I'm to believe Fox News or CNN, it's only 11 million people. And after all, in a country of 300 million, what's 11 million? Well, they're here mowing our citizenry down. Evidently, some of our compadres here like to drink and drive at the same time. And they've been mowing over people on a regular basis. Trouble is that some of these people have already been in front of a judge, illegal as they are. And then these guys, they suspend their sentences, put them on probation, let them back out in the streets, and they just go run somebody else over. Now, there's a lot of question here with the NAFTA corridor opening up in just a week or two, and the Mexican trucks just rolling over American highways. I wonder how many of these people are going to be too tired, too drunk, too hungover, too whatever, and they're going to be killing more Americans on American roads. After all, isn't our government there to keep us all safe and happy? Well, that's right. They're here to protect all of us. You don't believe it? Just ask them. Ex-CIA official slams former boss on Iraq. More of the blame game going on, or basically minimizing the blame game to get everybody tired of hearing the blameless, shameless, non-informing, lying people out there. They're hoping you'll burn out over this issue, and most Americans will just say, oh, the hell with it. Piece by the Alaska Intel Observer. Thank you for this, Bill. Have you ever wondered why they do hate us? Well, we'll get into the reasons as to why. And if you're a junkie in America, you're a heroin addict, rejoice. The American government is over in Afghanistan protecting their heroin production. So that ought to make junkies worldwide very, very happy. We'll read the shocking statistics on, well, you know, these nasty people that were against the Soviet Union before and they took power. Well, now that we've thrown out the Taliban, guess what? We got drugs running all over the place, and apparently respective governments want it that way. Afghanistan, Tony Blair, and probably even George Bush. We'll break. We'll be right back.
In Matthew 24, the disciples asked Jesus, What shall be the signs of thy coming and the end of the world? Jesus answered them, You shall hear of wars and rumors of wars. For nation shall rise against nation, and kingdom against kingdom, and there shall be famines, diseases, earthquakes in many places. Fellow Americans, we are living in this time of Earth's history. People everywhere are trying to understand these climatic world events in light of human wisdom, but without the wisdom of God, this is impossible. Our ministry would like to offer information on the Mark of the Beast and the Unholy Alliance. It includes four books and several DVDs for your information. It discusses America in prophecy, the Antichrist, tyrants and wars, secret societies, the New World Order, and much more. So to be prepared for what is coming on the world as an overwhelming surprise, call for your free materials, Packet F, 888-211-1715. Again, 888-211-1715.
In the United States, it is now estimated that over 90% of family income is now being used to pay back consumer debt. Because of financial problems, mostly from credit card debt, approximately one in four families struggle to pay bills on even basic necessities such as mortgage, food, and utilities. And with millions of people desperately searching for a fresh start, North American Educational Services is here to help you regain your financial independence. We are very proud that the Debt Relief Educational Services Program has helped over 8,100 families nationwide since 1998, eliminating over $215 million of credit card debt, and still counting, and enabled clients to stop monthly payments immediately. The NAES program is unique, designed to help you, the consumer, not your creditors. To take back your financial freedom, call 1-888-245-7097. That's 1-888-245-7097. Or visit www.integritydebtoptions.com.
Sit back, relax, and enjoy a vacation to the beautiful Ozark Mountains. Howard Creek Resort is nestled conveniently between the cities of Bull Shoals and Mountain Home on Bull Shoals Lake in the natural state of Arkansas. Howard Creek Resort offers easy access to excellent fishing and water recreation of all types. The excitement of nearby Branson music shows and Silver Dollar City is accented perfectly by the many attractions located here in the heart of the Ozarks. Horseback riding, water skiing, scuba diving, hiking, caves, and rock climbing are just a few of the many activities that are available to do in our area. Howard Creek Resorts offers it all. Whether you're staying for the weekend or for a month, Howard Creek Resorts is the place to be, an excellent place to stay, and a valued traditional family vacation resort. Visit our website at www.howardcreek.com or call 1-877-253-7690. Come visit us for a lifetime of memories.
Get ready for Real Talk Radio. You're listening to the National Intel Report with your host, John Stadtmiller.
All right, folks. Obviously, I didn't open up the phone lines, but Bill in Mobile, Alabama has something for us. Hello, Bill.
How are you doing today? I'm glad to hear from you. Hey, listen, I was calling my 100 senators or whatever on this Hate Crimes Prevention Act. You hear me all right?
Yeah, we can hear you fine.
Yeah, okay. Anyway, I called all the senators. I got a kind of a negative one from your Cornyn, John Cornyn, up there in Texas. It seems that unless you're from Texas, the senator doesn't want to hear from you. Anyway, the rest of them were all pretty good until I got to Barbara Mikulski, Democrat from Maryland. And the young gentleman informs me that he appreciated my call, but unfortunately the senator only accepts messages from the constituency in Maryland.
Okay,
and I said, listen, bud,
yeah.
I said, I got news for you. I said, the senator's vote concerns me and affects me directly over here in Mobile, Alabama, does it not? He said, well, yeah. I said, so you passed my message on to the senator. Well, he assured me he was sorry again and he couldn't do it. It made me just want to come through that phone, pin him up against the wall, but you know how it is.
Well,
anyway, I just thought I would mention that so far Mikulski and Cornyn, or whatever his name is, from Texas.
John Cornyn.
John Cornyn, right. Well, that's all I had to say. Just made my day.
All right, Bill, thanks for your call. Yeah, folks, we're attempting to reach Ted Pike. He must be on interview or something, but if there's any updates on this, we will give them to you today. This vote is coming up. I do believe that is for a May 3rd vote. We'll keep you posted on that, folks. And if you have not made your call to your senators and your congressmen on this hate crime bill, please do so. It is extremely important, and it doesn't cost you any money. You can use the toll-free number. So we will put out that information also by the end of the program today on how to call your little senators and your congressmen and tell them, you know what? First Amendment is the first at the top of the list. Don't forget that. And if you're feeling radical, remind them that's why the founders put the Second Amendment in there. Have you clowns ever tried to take our first one? At any rate, Congress urged to hold firm on alien amnesty. The Senate was embarrassed into coming back a week early, while the House unabashedly took 2 weeks to hunt for Easter eggs. But welcome back, boys. You have a lot of work to do. Your first assignment, hold firm on the amnesty for illegal aliens. And that's not saying hold firmly for amnesty for the illegals. In other words, against it. President Bush has tinkered with his comprehensive reform proposal. Go home briefly, pay a fine, trot back and enjoy the path to citizenship, jumping in line ahead of those who entered legally and are awaiting their turn. His fellow Republicans in Congress are rejecting Bush's watered-down amnesty, so he's trying to get enough Democratic support to shove it through. All legislators need to hear from the voters, and they need to hear from you now, folks. Not only on the hate crimes, but also on illegal alien amnesty. The administration's proposal offends the American people's sense of fairness. This is according to Representative Lamar Smith out of Texas, ranking minority member of the House Judiciary Committee. It treats illegal aliens better than legal immigrants who have played by the rules and come in the light of in the right way, or I was about to say in the light of day. Bush called his amnesty plan a matter of national interest. Now, yeah, for him it is, because he's trying to do the free trade of America deals. That was supposed to have already been done. The timeline has been pushed back on that several times. He did get a security and prosperity, a piece of that puzzle, into place in 2005. But with Bush's poll ratings running now, according to the latest polls, at about 28% acceptability across the board, no matter what your your party affiliation or particle participation with the politicians, doesn't matter. He's holding steady at 28% right now. And, of course, he says it's a matter of national interest. Well, sure it is for us to get these people the hell out of this country, period. And I'm going to get into stories here about DUIs that kill illegals, the illegals that kill pedestrians. You know, mow them over, get in front of a judge. They're already here illegally. The judge knows it. These people are put on probation or cut loose to go out there and wreak more mayhem and irresponsible behavior on our streets. Democrats and Republicans together to get immigration legislation he can sign into law. This is House Republicans blocked amnesty legislation last year. When Republicans controlled Congress, weak sisters in the Senate approved amnesty, but the House bucked. What part of illegal immigration do people not understand? Was asked by Representative Brian Bilbray, a Republican out of California, the chairman of the House Immigration Reform Caucus, which strongly opposes amnesty. Representative Marsha Blackburn, a Republican out of Tennessee, a member of the caucus, said the president's plan is still amnesty and rewards people who live in America but have broken the law. People in America don't want amnesty and have been very, very clear on that. A bought and paid for citizenship would encourage more illegal entry and discriminate against those who are here lawfully, said another caucus member, Representative Ted Poe, another Republican out of Texas. No matter how you dress it up, this is just another amnesty plan, and it will not have the support of the American people. Well, NAFTA didn't have, let me stop here for a second. NAFTA did not have the support of the American people. The letters, the emails, the phone calls, the faxes, everything that went over to our Congress critters back in, 92? Definitely spelled out to them, no, keep your hands off of this. We don't want no NAFTA-SHAFTA. but the politicians went ahead and did it anyhow. Those who support the rule of law must stand united against any proposal for amnesty, said another caucus member, Representative Phil Gingrey, a Republican out of Georgia. Have we learned nothing from the past, he asked. In 1986, we passed an amnesty that did nothing to fix our broken immigration system. In 2007, we can't take that same path to failure. It would be foolish to craft legislation that clearly goes against the will of so many citizens. And again, refer back to NAFTA and the SHAFTA. The cost of current amnesty is high. On average, according to the Center for Illegal Immigration, each illegal alien family costs taxpayers more than $4,000 a year. Well, let me stop again. If that is the case, multiply that $4,000 a year by 30 to 40 million. For every dollar paid in taxes, an illegal alien receives $3 in benefits, according to the Heritage Foundation. The Bush Democrats' reform would allow illegal aliens to collect Social Security after they've been made legal citizens. This would cost another $585 billion. Big bucks, even by today's unrealistic standards, according to a new study sponsored by the Senior Citizens League. Our government would be willing to bankrupt the system. Well, I got news for you. It already is bankrupt, but we're talking more bankrupt here, I guess. Our government would be willing to bankrupt the system even sooner by giving billions of dollars to people who broke the laws of the United States. This is according to the League's Shannon Benton in releasing the report. Why in the world would we endorse this criminal activity with federal benefits, asked Senator Jim DeMint, a Republican out of South Carolina. Good question. And these are Republicans speaking against the Bush amnesty plan. But Senior Bush says it's not amnesty, so don't worry about it. It isn't what it is. If it quacks and walks and swims like it, don't worry about it. That ain't what it is. Now, DUI illegal kills pedestrian week after given probation. A hit-and-run follows suspension of sentence for conviction in a 2006 drunk driving arrest. If Luciano Melendres had been deported to Mexico following his 2006 arrest for drunk driving, or even if a judge last week hadn't suspended his six-month jail sentence and given him 12 months probation, Dacus Lamont Smith, or Sims, I'm sorry, his last name is Sims, 32, would be alive today. As it is, Melendres is back in jail for a second offense, this time charged with DWI, felony hit and run, driving with a license revoked, not having insurance, and registration violation, the Charlotte, North Carolina Observer reported. Sims, who was hit while crossing a Charlotte street earlier this week, died on the spot, folks. Melendres continued to a friend's home and was found because a driver who saw the accident followed his car and contacted police. The illegal alien, who has lived and worked in North Carolina for at least 13 months, denied involvement when questioned by officers. And I'll tell you what, I'm going to be serious about this for a second here, folks. You know, I have a tendency to do some of this stuff tongue-in-cheek because it's so stupid, because we already know what the answers are to a lot of these problems that keep cropping up. If I were a cop and I ran across somebody like this, at the risk of losing my job and going against department policy, I would make sure this clown was deported. I don't give a damn if I'd put him in a police car myself, drive over everybody's jurisdiction, get his scraggly little illegal butt out of my car, and basically kick his little butt back over to Mexico. I don't care. I really, at this point, don't care. Well, why did they ask Josette Sims, evidently the victim's sister here, why did they let this man constantly drive? If this gentleman is an illegal and he was charged with DWI, why did they not report him? Let's refer back to earlier statements about Senor Bush and all the people here that want the illegals in this country for the cheap labor. That's what's bothering me about these politicians that are saying the American people are upset about the illegal amnesty that's being considered, but they're not giving the reasons why we're upset. And we've been spelling it out very, very clearly. More on this right after we return. Stay tuned.
Stand up and be counted. Catholic priest calls for Christians to resist Bush's impending unjust attack against Iran. George W. Bush lied to the world to get the backing of the American people to attack Iraq. Now he is lying to the world to get the backing of the American people to attack Iran. The Catholic and Protestant clergy have failed miserably to come out publicly against the upcoming unjust attack of Iran. Therefore, the lay Catholics and Protestants should demand of their respective clergies to take a righteous public stand against this upcoming Iranian unjust war. Each one of us will render to God a strict account of what each of us did to stop these diabolical tyrants like George W. Bush, who, as roaring lions, go about the world seeking whom to murder. For additional facts concerning this upcoming Iranian unjust war, order the one-hour lecture by Father John Martinez entitled Stand Up and Be Counted. Just go to www.republicbroadcasting.org and click on the web banner for more information and ordering.
Wow, that coffee smells really good.
Hey, it's terrific, and it's healthy.
Healthy coffee. How does it taste?
Well, since healthy coffee blends are pre-brewed from organic Arabica beans, they're delicious.
Gosh, I had no idea coffee could be healthy.
Yeah, this coffee boosts your immunity, has 165 antioxidants for all kinds of health benefits. Plus, it gives you energy without a lot of caffeine. And since you're a big coffee drinker, I thought, well, maybe you'd want to know about it.
It sounds great, but how much does it cost?
Well, not much at all, really. A whole lot less than we've been paying for ordinary coffee at the coffee shop.
Wow, I'd love to try it, and I bet everyone at the office would, too. Where do I get some?
Just call toll-free, 866-222-3017, or you can go to coffeeking.biz. Ask for a sample when you're there, or get set up as a preferred customer with a 25% discount. I did.
Okay, that's toll-free, 866-222-3017, or coffeeking.biz. I'll do it now. Thanks.
Hi, Steve Shank, Fearless Task Force. Sure, you've got a mortgage and credit cards. Your debt creation is probably the smartest thing you've ever done. How would it be to find $75,000, $150,000, $200,000 or more you never knew you had? Now the task force has strategies to make these debts into virtual savings accounts. Ben Franklin said, a penny saved is a penny earned. By doing nothing more than you're doing right now, because you've used your credit, the right strategies can make the debt part of your financial life the smartest thing you've ever done. Oh, by the way, your strategies cost you nothing out of pocket. Go ahead and check out the debt elimination scams if you'd like to. You wouldn't take money from a loan shark, so you may not want to give your money to a debt shark. For an understanding of what a financial genius you truly are, call 800-409-5633. On the web, mydebtfreepath.com. 800-409-5633.
Well, while Josette Sims is asking the question, the victim's sister, as to why this guy is still here in the U.S., and I guess this is the Mecklenburg County Sheriff's Office. I guess this is their out on this deal. Melendrez was arrested for the first offense in March 2006, and the aforementioned county sheriff's office had not yet instituted a detainee screening to determine whether prisoners were in the U.S. illegally, resulting in his release. It's unclear whether the court was aware of his status as an illegal alien when it suspended his jail sentence last week and released him on probation. How do you not know this? And save for the fact that this Melendrez, and apparently he didn't have a U.S. driver's license or a driver license from the state. So I guess that's a big flag. Try not giving identity to a police officer when requested if you're an American, okay? You get heaps of stuff loaded on you. You're told that it's mandatory and it's lawful. You have to carry identification, and that goes against what the Supreme Court has said, but not with the police officers following their public policy out there. Now, I understand that it's going to be real hairy for the police officers if nobody wants to show them any driver's licenses or IDs, and that's another story. But nobody, knew that this guy was illegal. At least that's what they're saying. They didn't have a program in place to determine whether prisoners in the U.S. were here illegally. Doesn't take a rocket scientist to determine this. The sheriff's new screening program, oh, here's the new program, identified more than 900 illegal immigrants passing through the jail between April and November of last year. And the main reason, the most common reason why 900 of these immigrants passing through their jail were there in the first place? DWIs. Now, WorldNet Daily has reported on a growing list of illegal immigrants who have not only ignored U.S. immigration laws, but state laws against drinking and driving as well, killing innocents on the highway in the process. And you folks out there know my stance on the driver license anyhow, okay? And I don't care if you're from planet Pluto. You know, I don't care if you're illegal. I don't care what you are. You know, if you mow somebody down, no matter what state of mind you're in, you just committed a crime if you don't report it, okay? Most people do not because they have been drunk and they just abscond with themselves and hope to disappear for a little while. Just ask Teddy Kennedy how that works, a Chappaquiddick, okay? If you're drunk at the time of the accident, you need to disappear for a while until you're sober. After all, then the state can't prove that you were drunk because you spent enough time away that you were allowed time to sober up. Any rate, there's a list of these people, more high profile, like Alfredo Ramos, a Mexican national in the U.S. illegally. Keep in mind, all these people I'm talking about are illegals, folks. He was convicted of driving while intoxicated last year, but that didn't keep him from being behind a wheel after a night of drinking last weekend. And now two teenage girls are dead because of that. According to the police, Ramos, 22, slammed a 1998 Mitsubishi he was driving into the rear of a 94 Plymouth driven by Allison Coonhart, 17, Friday night in Virginia Beach. Coonhart and her best friend, Tessa Tranchet, she was 16, were stopped at a traffic light when they were hit from behind. Although both wore seatbelts, both died. What does that tell you how hard this guy hit these two girls stopped at a stoplight? Now, he was convicted last year of public drunkenness in Virginia Beach and driving under the influence in Chesapeake. But again, he's illegal. He goes through the process, you know. But here he still remains somewhere in America, not deported, doing criminal acts like mowing people down, folks. Carlos Priesto, suspected illegal alien from Mexico, was held in the Salt Lake County Jail after running a red light and broadsiding a family of six, killing three of them. That, by the way, was his Christmas present. That was on Christmas Eve of last year. The charging documents say his blood alcohol level was above the legal limit. The Sarin family, active in local theater and the Church of Jesus Christ of Latter-day Saints, they're Mormons, were returning home after attending a performance of Dickens' The Christmas Carol, which featured several family members, when their car was struck by a truck driven by Carlos Priesto. The crash killed Cheryl Sarin, 47, and two of her children, the 50-year-old Ian and 7-year-old Juliana. Cheryl Sarin's husband, Gary Sarin, 45, and her 19-year-old daughter, Clarissa, and a 12-year-old son, Caleb, were injured. Then comes Eduardo Raul Morales Sereno. When this illegal alien, working as a landscaper, oh, these are one of the jobs that Americans won't do, folks, in Maryland, killed Marine Corporal Brian Matthews, 21. Jeez, what's the irony here? The kid doesn't die in Iran, but gets mowed over by an illegal in this country. And by the way, Brian Matthews, 21, and his date, Jennifer Bauer, 24, killed the Marine. That was a Thanksgiving present, by the way, folks. That was on Thanksgiving night in 2006. Take the break here. Be right back, ladies and gentlemen. I'm your host, John Stattmiller, and you are listening to the National Intel Report. I'm told I don't do that enough because, quite frankly, I don't think my name's that important. It's the information it is. We'll be right back.
You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Because you can handle the truth.
Are you paying exorbitant amounts of interest to your mortgage lender? We as Americans have been led down a path of paying excessive amounts of interest to the lending institutions. Stop paying tens of thousands of dollars in mortgage interest and start saving. Our financial experts have spent 2 years and about $2 million on a revolutionary interest reduction solution that will show you how to pay off 100% of your mortgage and other debt in as little as 8 to 11 years with no change to your current lifestyle or spending habits, no increase to your monthly mortgage payments, no refinancing, and no out-of-pocket expense. That's right. Take 19 to 22 years off your 30-year mortgage. This is not a bi-weekly payment program or a debt roll-down program. It's much more. Sound too good to be true? Find out just how good. Visit interestreductionsolutions.com or call 1-800-281-5094. That's 1-800-281-5094. Ask about our free DVD and financial analysis report.
With recent international flight from the dollar, it's confusing. How to protect your wealth against this invisible loss of purchasing power? Let the Republic Trading Group help you see through the fog and deception of the fiat money masters. The fact is, gold is and always has been the only insurance against the erosion of your wealth. So put the power of gold to work for you and rest assured your purchasing power is secure. Buy your gold from the most dependable and reputable dealer, Republic Trading Group. Call today, 1-800-691-7898, and let Robbie Noel or Jeff Bennett help you see through the fog. When you support the Republic Trading Group, you're also supporting Republic Broadcasting Network. So visit our new and improved website today, republictradinggroup.net, for daily news and information from around the world. Don't be confused. Call Republic Trading Group today, 1-800-691-7898, and lock in the power of gold.
The Idaho Observer is one of the last independent American presses and isn't afraid to print the truth. The Idaho Observer is a monthly 24-page hard copy newspaper in its fifth year of addressing important issues affecting all freedom-loving Americans. If you are concerned about the burgeoning national debt and the Orwellian police state growing up around you, then subscribe to the Idaho Observer. Only $25 for 12 monthly issues. Idaho Observer readers receive vital insight into events as they unfold. Our articles editorially emphasize activism and serve as a networking tool for like-minded individuals determined to make a difference. The Idaho Observer, printing what you need to be fully informed on issues that matter to real Americans. Go to idaho-observer.com or call 208-255-2307. That's 208-255-2307.
You're tuned in to the National Intel Report, the real talk radio show.
This Eduardo Raul Morales Sereno, or Sereno, whatever the heck he is, with his Thanksgiving night present, killing this Marine corporal. 9 months before, he was issued four citations and sent home with a friend after a single car accident when he refused a breathalyzer test. Now, the policeman's error resulted in this guy who took advantage of the North Carolina's EASA rules to obtain his driver's license in 2004, getting his license returned. And the night he killed the young couple, police say his blood alcohol level was measured at 0.32. Folks, 0.32. You can't even lay on a floor without falling over at 0.32, okay? That's drunk. That was four times the legal level in Maryland, by the way. And this guy's name, we'll just call him Gilio because I can't even pronounce his last name. Another 29-year-old Mexican construction worker living in the U.S. illegally. Already had four DUI arrests. When he slammed his pickup head-on into a car driven by Needville, Texas. Independent School District Chief of Police Ernie Mendoza on January 19th of this year. Mendoza died instantly, and this character, suffered only cuts and bruises, fled the accident scene into the night. The police officer left behind a wife, four children. At least this guy is now facing first-degree felony murder charges. You know why? Because he ran over a cop this time, just not a regular citizen out there, folks. Gustav Reyes Garcia, here's another gem. 14 previous arrests, including four DUIs. Didn't keep this illegal, off the road, on June 8th of last year, when he slammed his SUV into a sedan driven by Sean and Donna Wilson of Mount Juliet, Tennessee, killing them both. Garcia short-circuited the criminal trial for two counts of vehicular homicide while intoxicated and evading arrest by pleading guilty on April 9th of 2007. It was a case that was brought to our attention, the flaw in the system, according to Davidson County Sheriff Darren Hall. So obviously he didn't have Ernest V. Mendoza on his force, otherwise there would be first-degree felony murder charges. Not funny, but true. Hector Nava, 24-year-old Mexican national living in Los Angeles, reportedly had a 0.24% blood alcohol level. That's when you fall over, folks, and you're on your knees, okay? Three times the state level to be considered drunk. About the time he drove his SUV head-on to a car driven by a Christmas Story director, Bob Clark. Now, I remember this story coming out, but the media didn't say that it was because of an illegal. Bob Clark was the creator of Christmas Story, and it's becoming like an American icon every year. You remember the story about the kid that wants his Red Ryder BB gun for Christmas, and his mother and everybody keeps telling him, you don't want one of those, you'll shoot your eye out. Well, don't worry. The guy that wrote the story, this wasn't a BB gun, folks. It was a drunk illegal. Now, a Christmas Story director, Bob Clark, killing him and his 22-year-old son at the scene. His son also died on this. This Hector Nava was arrested for investigation of driving under the influence of alcohol and vehicular manslaughter for the April 4, 2007 accident. That was just a couple of weeks ago. According to reports, Nava didn't have any previous deportations but had convicted in 2004 in Los Angeles for soliciting a prostitute. He received 24 months probation and a $1,500 fine. But you know what? He's still illegal. He's still in the country. And then he gets to kill this guy, Bob Clark, and his 24-year-old son. I'm sorry, 22-year-old son. Don't worry. It wasn't a police chief. There's no felony murder charges pending on this guy. Isidro Peño Soto, passing on one of North California's most deadly highways, Soto slammed head-on into a pickup truck driven by Kent Boone. You know, it's amazing here, folks. I'm reading these stories. I can pronounce the names. I can pronounce the names of the Americans that are killed, but I'm having a hard time with all the Mexican fellows that are involved in these stories. Well, Kent Boone died, 32-year-old pipe fitter on his way to work and father of five. Peña, who had been arrested or convicted at least nine times since 2003, has been at least charged with second-degree murder. But guess what, folks? He'll be convicted. He'll end up in one of our jails, and guess who's going to be paying the jail time and the fees? That's right, you, the taxpayer. Joel Perena and Murillo Herrera. Police took this death hard. It was one of their own. Deputy Lauren Lilly, who had been with the Cobb County Sheriff's Office for 18 years, was pronounced dead at the scene over his Honda Accord flipped several times after being struck by a Ford Taurus driven by Para, or whatever the heck his name is, Joel Para. Obviously, being in law enforcement, none of us wants to roll up and see one of his fellow officers or deputies on the scene as well, said one cop, 27-year-old Para, and his passenger, Herrera, 23, fled the scene before being captured. And I don't even know how to pronounce this guy's name. Police said he was driving more than 100 miles an hour on the wrong side of Interstate 485, excuse me, when he collided head-on with the car of 18-year-old Min-Soon Chang. Oh, well, at least the illegals are now killing foreign nationals. A freshman from University of North Carolina at Charlotte killing him. According to authorities, the illegal alien had already been sent back to Mexico 17 times and convicted of impaired driving at least a couple of times before the November 2000 crash. I've got Ted Pike online here. Does he have any updates for us? Ted, are you
there? Yes, I do, John.
Hi, how you doing?
Well, pretty good. Yes, we're coming down to the finish line here in the House of Representatives Thursday for a vote on the floor for the federal hate crimes bill. And as you, as I've probably said on this program before, the situation is very ominous. The cold math shows that not only is there a generous majority of hate bill supporters in the House of Representatives that we have among the Democrats, but we also have probably several dozen Republicans swelling their ranks. So without an act of God, we'd have to convert something like 55 or so members of the House of Representatives in a couple of days over to a posture of opposing the hate bill in order to defeat it. Of course, there is no possibility of filibustering in the House of Representatives. That's a privilege of the senators. And so, as I mentioned in a recent e-alert, also the House Rules Committee is completely dominated by pro-Pelosi hate bill Democrats, outnumbering Republicans, I think, by 7-4, even more than that. So one of the ominous things that is facing us is that they do have the power to restrict debate on the hate bill to 1 hour, and if they're really generous, they might have 2 hours of debate. But the Republicans coming out of hearings last Wednesday, and they were hoping that they could actually offer amendments on the floor of the House of Representatives this Thursday, but it looks like that's dreaming. The Democratic contingent in the House is so strong, so relentless, almost you might even say cruel, that they are probably going to try to gag these Republicans basically and just drive it through for an up or down vote. And what I'm doing right now, John, is I'm talking very realistically here today, because really a very different situation exists over in the Senate, where you see you have to have 60 votes in the Senate to pass any kind of legislation. And there's about 10 Republicans who have gone over, and actually it's more like 14, excuse me, 14 have gone over and sided with the pro-hate bill Democrats. And what we have to do, beginning almost immediately, I believe, is to begin to call those members, those Republican, I would call them turncoats, because they may not easily support this legislation. The fact is they've gone over to the enemy side. We have to wean them over. And incredibly, if we only got maybe even two or three of them to come back to the Republican fold, we could smash the hate bill in the Senate. And that didn't matter how tremendously it passed in the House this Thursday. If we can get those two or three Republicans to come back, that is all it's going to take to kill the hate bill in the Senate and kill the hate bill for this term of Congress. So at my website, truthtellers.org, I will be publishing an article tomorrow. I've been thoroughly researching I've been calling one after another the Senate members and finding out where they stand, getting a very intimate idea of the strengths and weaknesses in the Senate right now. But tomorrow night, I will be putting up a complete list of those Republicans who are absolutely for the hate bill, like co-sponsors. We're talking about Gordon Smith and Arlen Specter and so on, which there's very little chance. I mean, there's zero chance of them ever turning around. And then there are those who are not giving out a public statement, who don't want right now to declare themselves for or against. In other words, they're fence straddling. These are prime candidates for calling to buck them up and let them know what the will of the people is. And then there are these 14 or 15, which I've isolated, who actually have voted for the hate bill, especially in the Senate 2 years ago. And we've got those isolated. What we want to do is bring them back over. Even two or three of them would be a major victory for freedom.
Okay, Ted, my question to you is, are you going to have these senators' names posted?
Yes, tomorrow night.
Tomorrow night.
Tomorrow night. I could do it tonight, but it's not as thorough as we have to do. We can't have any mistakes on this. We have to have very, very specific work in the Senate. Now, there are no Senate hearings scheduled for this week, but I was told by an aide that those who are in control of the Senate Judiciary and of the Senate, Harry Reid and Leahy and so on, could very quickly change that without any notice. They could quickly hold a hearing. They could run it through. And certainly the hate bill forces do totally dominate the Senate Judiciary Committee. They could have it through in a day or two, and so we would have to be fighting on that front, you see. So we have a little bit of grace here this week, and what I'm think of it this way. You know, if you're in a battle, you have to go full speed forward on the major front, but you also have to look at your hindsight and your rear flanks. Lest you be attacked or be weakened on those fronts also. And that's what we're having to do here. I'm not discouraging people from continuing to call their House members relentlessly this week. But on the other hand, call your member of the Senate from your district also and let him know in no uncertain terms that you will not stand for him voting for the hate bill. And if he does vote for the hate bill, tell him you and your friends will never vote for him again.
All right. Now, this vote is, you pegged it at what, May 3rd?
Yeah, that's the National Day of Prayer. That's appropriate.
Well, at least they didn't pick May 1st, the commie day, but they've only missed that by a couple of days.
Yeah.
And on your site, Ted, on this issue, I'm at your site right now, and these numbers that people need to be calling is not exactly popping out at me.
Oh, is that right?
Yeah.
Well, I'll try to fix that a little bit.
Yeah, I mean, this is important because I'm going to tell you what. A lot of people would probably get involved in this if the information was readily available to them. That information just boom as soon as you clicked on
the
site.
Okay, we'll triple the size of those numbers something.
Okay, and those numbers are again, sir.
Yes, the toll free number to both the member of the House and the Senate from your district is 877-851-6437. Again, that toll free number to your member of the House and Senate, 877-851-6437. Once in a while, those numbers are discontinued. So here's the toll number, is 202-224-3121. That's 202-224-3121.
All right, Ted, I will look for that update on your website, naming those Congress critters, the senators in particular, that need to be... how should we say, brought back into the fold of sanity,
yes,
without messing with the First Amendment. And, you know, I find this rather odd, Ted. You know, here's the First Amendment to the Constitution that these people want to trash.
Yes.
Okay, and I'm just in total amazement. Folks, you need to, this is a phone campaign. So you have the toll-free number. We're going to list the people specifically on truthtellers.org. That's Mr. Pike's site, Reverend Ted Pike's site, and he's going to put the numbers up there, so there's not any excuse on this deal. Ted, what I'm hearing a lot back from people is, oh, all is lost. We're not going to be able to stop these people. And I'm going to ask the audience out there, how many of you have already made your calls to your Congress critters and your senators?
Yes.
And if the answer is, no, I haven't done it yet, my question is, what on God's green earth are you waiting for?
Yes.
All right.
Right.
So there it is. Ted, I thank you for the update. We will be in constant touch with you and letting people know exactly where this thing is at.
Well, thank you, John.
Thank you. I appreciate it, Reverend.
Bye.
Bye-bye. Here's a guy. here's a guy that said, hey, there's a problem out there. And he took up the gauntlet. He took up the challenge. And he's been the only organizer against, through the National Prayer Network, truthtellers.org, that has been fighting this. I'm not beating anybody up or judging them on this deal. I'm just telling you folks, there's a lot of work to do. How much have you been contributing? How much energy and time have you put into this? Because you people, the ones who are not involved, are going to be the ones that are screaming the loudest. Oh, the singing the song of the damned. Oh, woe is us. See, we told you we weren't able to stop anything, and they're just going to do whatever they want to do. And folks, you better rethink your victim mentality. You had better rethink your approach to living in the good old U.S. of A. You better think about what it means to be an American and standing up
for your God-given rights. This is not rocket science, folks. It's simply picking up a telephone, calling these criminals in Washington, D.C., and we all know they're criminal. But don't sit there and whine and complain when this stuff goes down the proverbial rabbit hole and you did not lift one finger to stop it. Okay? We're in a battle here, folks. We are unnecessarily involved in a battle, and why I say it's unnecessary, because these clowns don't know what a constitution is. For them, it's just something to be gotten around, to make political statements about, but to violate it nevertheless. Well, I'll remind all our little politicians out there that the reason why the founders put the Second Amendment right in behind, the second on the great list of declared rights in America, is if they tried to take the first one away from you. We'll be back after this. Mike in Texas, I'll take your calls. I'm going to get back into this list here. I got a ton of information, folks, to go over. So I'm not going to be taking a ton of calls today, but I'll take yours, Mike, right after this break. Stay tuned.
Catholic priest calls on Catholics and Christians to resist an unjust attack against Iran. Father John Martinez, a Catholic priest, speaks out to declare the Catholic Church's true teaching, that it would be a mortal sin for Catholic soldiers to attack Iran. In a one-hour lecture, Father John Martinez warns about the Zionist plot to rule the world and to use the United States to ignite the flames of World War III by its satanic plan to unjustly attack Iran. He exposes that George Bush is a Zionist and how Congress is controlled by the Zionists. Father John Martinez gravely warns of nuclear weapons being used by the United States and the threat of the possible end of the world. For additional information on how you can help stop World War III, order Father John Martinez's CD entitled An Unjust Attack on Iran, available for $10 by Father John Martinez. Just go to www.republicbroadcasting.org and click on our web banner for the address.
Hey America, how does it feel to be flushed down the toilet of political intrigue and treachery into the sewer of slavery and bondage, where perverts and the godless write the rules? Our unborn children are murdered, our esteemed elders are euthanized, and everyone in between is numbered and tracked like criminals so they can be farmed by government, credit, healthcare organizations, like the chicken farmer farms his chickens. Have you had enough? Is it time to declare your liberty? It's your choice, you know. The only place to begin to declare your independence is to have enough food stored so that you never have to go stand in a bread line to give away the rest of your life or sell your children for a bowl of rice and a slice of bread. Call 800-409-5633. On the web, efoodsdirect.com. 800-409-5633.
In the United States, it is now estimated that over 90% of family income is now being used to pay back consumer debt. Because of financial problems, mostly from credit card debt, approximately one in four families struggle to pay bills on even basic necessities such as mortgage, food, and utilities. And with millions of people desperately searching for a fresh start, North American Educational Services is here to help you regain your financial independence. We are very proud that the Debt Relief Educational Services Program has helped over 8,100 families nationwide since 1998, eliminating over $215 million of credit card debt, and still counting, and enabled clients to stop monthly payments immediately. The NAES program is unique, designed to help you, the consumer, not your creditors. To take back your financial freedom, call 1-888-245-7097. That's 1-888-245-7097. Or visit www.integritydebtoptions.com.
All right, we're back. Mike in Texas. Hello, Mike. You've been holding for almost an hour. Go ahead.
Hello.
Yes.
Hi, John. Thanks for taking my call and joining the program today. And I just wanted to give you a little testimony on efforts that I've had in waking people up. And one of the better ways that I have found is to show, you know, your fellow citizen, the one world government crowd's own words and their own actions. And a couple of examples of that, you were mentioning Bush, geopolitically being behind the, illegal immigration is this, you know, the security and prosperity partnership alliance that GW signed.
Right.
And of course, that's a nice warm, fuzzy, term. And what I call it is the Mexico merger. And you talk about it in those terms and it starts to wake people up. And of course, there's a website, you know, with the government. It shows how, they're wanting to merge the economies and really our civilizations. Another area is from his father back in 1992, where I've seen a video, John, where George Herbert Walker Bush is in front of the United Nations, and he pledges America's allegiance to the goals and objectives of the United Nations. Have you seen that or heard that particular quote?
And what was the quote again?
That George Herbert Walker Bush, back in 1992...
Yes.
Went in front of the United Nations and said that he pledges America's allegiance to the United Nations.
Well, I got news for you. I'm going to get into this next hour, but Dennis Kucinich on Bill Maher's program, sitting center stage rather than at the desk like he usually interviews most people, Kucinich came out, and a friend of mine was sitting there on the couch, and I said, you know, I said, this guy is a UN backer. You just wait. And sure enough, it was in a couple minutes, boom, he launched into the United Nations as being the savior of the planet.
Yeah.
So the fix is in. I mean, it doesn't matter if it's Republican or Democrat. The agenda is there, and all these little clowns are doing is marching to their given orders.
Well, let me tell you what had happened on this Bush particular quote. And I think those who are still asleep, who are the sleepwalking Republicans, are more easily woken up when they see, you know, these quotes and statements.
Mm-hmm.
And I've been using that 1992 quote while I was on the internet the other day, and here I come up on the George Herbert Walker Bush website, and they are stating that he never made that statement. Yes.
Yeah.
So we're hitting a nerve.
Yeah.
And I've been looking recently. I saw it on one of the films, you know, that a patriot made, where his statement to the United Nations is on the video, and I can't find it. And I know you all are busy, but if you guys think of it or one of your staff members, put it up there on their website, because Bush's website is denying it that they ever said it.
Well,
and it's a great quote. It shows that they are working to convey our allegiance over to the United Nations.
Well, we have, I think, the clip that was included on the John Birch Society compilation of the Lou Dobbs pieces that he was doing on the illegal Mexicans here in this country.
Yeah.
And it shows George Bush talking about coming into view, a new world order. Hell, even Lou Dobbs on CNN is talking about the New World Order.
Right.
All right. Hey, thanks for your call, Mike. Appreciate it.
Okay.
All right. We'll take the break here. Come back in about a minute and a half, ladies and gentlemen. Got a ton of information to go over here. We're going to get to all of it today. I will take one more call here, and then I'm not going to take any more calls for the rest of the program, okay? Just when I say that, that's when I start getting the calls. Hang on, Michael in New York. We'll take your call, and that's it. Next hour coming up, part two, ladies and gentlemen. Stay tuned.
It's true.